In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We read in the Acts of the Apostles this morning that there broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and this scattered the believers. Because the church was being persecuted, they went to other places throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except for the apostles. And they buried Stephen because this persecution was attendant upon Stephen's execution. And we know that St. Paul had a part in that execution. He was the cloak check boy. He watched over the cloaks and consented to the execution of Stephen. Well, what happened by this scattering of the church was that it helped to spread the gospel. And this has happened again and again throughout the history of the church, is that whenever there's a persecution and it forces believers to flee to other places, that they take the gospel with them. And so the gospel was spread first outside of Jerusalem, and then outside of the Holy Land, into the Roman world. And then when the Roman Empire fell, it was spread to the barbarians. And then when the heresy of Islam arose, this helped in a kind of a long way to spread the gospel out into Russia and then over into the New World, because one of the reasons why Columbus sailed the ocean blue was to try to find a Muslim-free route to India and China and Japan, and instead he found the New World. And so that spread the gospel there. This doesn't prove that God is hoping for persecutions any more than it hopes that God will allow any evil thing to happen, but rather God will use even evil and sinful things to advance his purpose. As the old saying goes, God writes straight with crooked lines. Not that God wants these things, not that he's waiting for us to trip up, but God will win no matter what we do. And so let's help God to win, because Jesus is the bread of life, and God winning is not just about God winning, it's about everyone winning, because we will have eternal life with him in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.